الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
The final and important article of faith is the belief in the divine decree. Now, some people use the term destiny, but I don't like using that term at all, because the concept of destiny or fate comes with a whole load of misunderstandings that people have and that leads them to become confused. So the term that we use is qada wal qada, which really means the decree and measurement. Let me explain to you very simply what it is that a Muslim has to believe in respect to this. And hopefully this will answer many things that people are confused about in respect to this subject of divine decree. Many people say, well, if everything is decreed and everything is written, then what's the point in me doing anything? Because if it's written for me to go to hell, I'm going to go to hell. If it's written for me for paradise, I'm going to paradise. You know, it's as if they're saying there is no justice, that God has decided for me what's going to happen anyway. So what is the point of free will and all of these questions? So what I hope to do is to answer this in a very, very simple way. And the best way to understand this topic is to break it down into sections. So the first thing to understand is that God knows everything. This is one of the attributes of God. God is the all-knower of all things. There is nothing. Whether it is a leaf that falls, an ant that crawls, an atom that moves, not something greater than that or less than that, except that Allah knows it. So His knowledge is absolutely perfect and encompasses everything. So this is the first thing. The second thing that we believe in respect to the divine decree is that not only does God know everything, but 50,000 years before God created this universe, this creation, the first thing He created was the pen. And He ordered the pen to write. And the pen wrote down everything that was going to happen from the beginning of the creation to the end. And this book in which everything has been written has been preserved in a place which is called the Lawhul Mahfuz, which is above the seven heavens. So this is the book of the divine decree, that everything that is going to happen has been written. That includes whether we are going to go to paradise or hellfire, what we will do, what we will not do, what we would do if we did do this or if we didn't do that. Everything is included in this book. So some people therefore ask, and they wonder, if everything is written, then how can I have choice? And I will explain this in a bit, but let's understand the next important point. And that is that nothing can happen unless God allows it to happen, because God has power over everything. So just as God knows every leaf that falls and every ant that moves and everything that is greater than that and less than that, also there is not a leaf that falls or an ant that moves except that God allows it to move, allows that leaf to fall or allows that ant to move. And not only that, He has created it and He has created all the means for those things to happen. So God has created you and me, and everything that you do and everything that I do has been created by God, in the sense that all the means for us to obey God or disobey God has been created by Him. You cannot obey God unless God lets you, and unless God gives you the means to do that. You cannot disobey God unless God lets you, and God gives you the means to do that. However, what is important to understand is that God has given us the choice. One of the things that God has allowed us to do is to choose whether we obey Him or whether we disobey Him. We can intend to obey God and we can intend to disobey God. What we intend may or may not materialize, But we decide and we intend whether we are going to obey God or not. So that is what God has allowed us to do. And God will judge us based upon that. That's what God will judge us upon. Yes, as I said, you cannot obey God unless He lets you. But He's let you obey Him or disobey Him. He's given you that choice. And He's provided you the means to obey Him or disobey Him. Now, some people are confused because they make an unnecessary and an unfounded correlation and connection between God knowing everything and writing it down and those things happening. And I want to explain this through a simple example to make you understand that the fact that God knows it and the fact that God has written it does not mean that the Creator has forced you to do it. That's wrong. I will give you an example. Imagine a teacher. A teacher has a class of students. The teacher, having taught these students for many years, begins to understand a lot about their character and a lot about their ability to pass or fail an exam. So she has some knowledge about her students. And not only does she have some knowledge about her students, she predicts the grades that she thinks they are going to get. Now, if all the students in the class actually get the grades that she predicts they're going to get, does that mean that she forced them in any way, shape, or form to get those grades? No, it doesn't mean that. They still made the choice whether they were going to study or not study, whether they were going to attend the exam or not attend the exam. And although we cannot make a similitude, we are not comparing God to His creation. The point that we are illustrating here is that if a limited human being with their limited knowledge can make some type of predictions about their students, then this is even more possible in respect to God, that His knowledge is perfect. And that when He predicts, so as to speak, what a person is going to do, then His knowledge of that is absolutely perfect. But that does not mean that in any way, shape, or form, the Creator has forced you to obey Him or disobey Him. You still have the choice. He wants you to obey Him, and He wants you to leave disobedience to Him. But He has not forced you to do that. Amongst the other important things that we have to believe in respect to the divine decree, that there are certain things that have been measured for us. For example, our livelihood, our lifespan. These things have been determined. How much money we are going to earn, how much food we are going to be able to eat, how long we are going to live. These things have been determined, predetermined for us. So everybody has a limited lifespan, everybody has a limited provision, but we don't know what that lifespan or what that provision is. But the point of us and the benefit of us understanding all of this is that if we achieve something good, we should not become too excited. We should not become too full of ourselves. We should not imagine that this is something that is just a product of our own genius or our own power or our own ability. If you have achieved some benefit in this world, that is because there has been a certain amount of wealth or a certain lifespan that has been measured for you. And also, if some negative things happen to you, you should not fall into despair, because what was going to happen to you was going to happen to you. It was already decreed and it was determined and measured for you. Actually, this allows us not to be fatalistic and not to just surrender to fate and not make an effort. This is not what is intended at all. Rather, it means that we should not over-exalt ourselves when we achieve something, and we should not get too depressed and too sad when we don't achieve something. What does God want from us? We do our best. We do our best to achieve what is pleasing to God. We do our best to avoid what is displeasing to God. But if something overtakes us and something overwhelms us, then we have to accept and understand that there are certain things that happen to us, and that is part of what has been decreed for us. As long as we are doing our best, and as long as we are seeking and to avoid His displeasure, then that is going to be the path to the real success in this life and the next. So maybe we should finish with a very beautiful saying of the Prophet Muhammad, which he said that if the human of us, he said that Allah said this, that if the human of us and the jinn of us and the good of us and the evil amongst us were to gather in one place and all of us were to become like the most obedient and best soul amongst us, so if every human and every jinn were to become so pious and so obedient to God, then this would not increase God's kingdom at all. And that whatever is going to reach us, it would never have passed us by. And whatever passed us by, it was never going to reach us. And if the worst of us, if all of us, the human of us and the jinn of us came together, and we became like the worst and the most wicked soul amongst us, it would not decrease in God's kingdom whatsoever. So we have to understand very importantly that really in reality, we are the creatures and we are the servants of God. We do our best to obey Him, but ultimately what God wills is what is going to pass.